Dr. Scott Irwin, the Lawrence J. Norton Chair of Agricultural Marketing at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, shares his insights into major trends he sees playing out in 2023. He shares that what happens moving forward with monetary policies, both domestically and abroad, as well as inflation rates, is the number one question impacting the agriculture sector moving into the new year.
Number one, and a huge issue for a capital-intensive industry like agriculture, is U.S. and other industrialized nations' monetary policy and interest rates. There's two things going on there. One, how far central bank authorities willing to go in terms of driving up interest rates in order to choke out inflation. This is, I believe, the number one question facing our sector and, of course, the entire economy. The markets, you know, the stock markets and the capital markets kind of wobble between, oh my gosh, they're as serious as Paul Volcker in Washington, D.C. at the Fed, to, well, maybe not, there'll be political pressure and we're going to get maybe a softer landing. So it's really comes down to between, are we looking at a hard landing scenario or a soft landing scenario in terms of the impact of raising interest rates in order to try to choke off inflation? To me, that's a huge question that really overarches almost everything else, is how that is going to play out. I think that if you look at the pricing of long-term assets like common stocks and farmland, you know, those are big questions. And it's happened so fast that in ag, I'm not sure that we're really feeling yet the full effects of how dramatically interest rates have turned around. The interest rate for any kind of long-term real estate loan, whether it be residential, business, or for farmland, has more than doubled since the beginning of 2022. And that has to have major impacts on asset value.